This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
The following is a sports presentation of ESPN Radio 1460 AM, KXPN, and ESPNSuperStation.com. High school basketball is on the air.
Tonight, it's live coverage of Kearney Bearcat basketball. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. All the excitement of Bearcat basketball is coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio Sports' Craig Eckert live at courtside right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at YieldLeader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest Yield Leader.
Welcome to the New Tech Seed pregame show on 1460 ESPN and ESPN Radio Superstation.com. It is A4 district semifinal action. Kearney and Omaha North, neutral court, Hastings Tigers place in Hastings. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark. We're an NU Tech Seed dealer near you. The Kearney Bearcats with a nearly inverted record from Omaha North. Kearney is 18-3. North is 4-16. Kearney has 5 solid senior starters. The North Vikings have no seniors. They have 2 juniors. Check that. 1 senior, 2 juniors, and their coach told me right before the ball game that a sophomore and freshman are late replacements in the season. They've started about the last 3 ball games, so they are 4-16 and trying to get a combination for success that obviously they hope will come together here in this A4 semifinal. The winner of tonight's ball game plays the winner of the next ball game here, which is northeast of Lincoln and Papillion La Vista, and that final will be on Thursday night. You'll hear it, assuming the Lady Cats win it on Thursday night right here on 1460 AM and ESPNSuperStation.com. We'll take a break and be back in a minute with the Five Points Bank starters right here on ESPN Radio 1460.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at YieldLeader.com.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC. Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show from Hastings High, the A4 District semifinals in Class A. Kearney, number one seed against Omaha North. Kearney with the 18-3 record. 5 points, Bank of Kearney and Grand Island bring you the starting lineups. The Better Bank, your lifestyle, your bank, your solution. 5 points Bank, taking care of customers one person at a time. 5 points Bank, the Better Bank. Starting for the North Vikings, a young ball club, Ashley Frolio, has accidentally played in the last three games. She's a 5'6 sophomore. Jasmine Wallace, a 5'8 senior. Bruna McCarty, a 5'10 junior. Kanae Merritt is a 5'5 freshman. She likewise has started the last three ball games as Coach Andy Havelka has tried to juggle his lineup a bit. Sydney Young is a 5'7 junior for Omaha North. Andrew Havelka, assisted by Barry Thomas and Troy Langaby from Omaha North. The Vikings are 4-16 on the season. The Kearney Bearcats, an experienced group. Starting Nicole Arp, scoring all-time scorer for Kearney Bearcat girls basketball. Nicole stands 5'8 and a senior. Kayla Roth, 5'6 senior. Megan Tinkham, a 5'11 senior. Christy Russo, a 5'5 senior. And Kelby Maloli, a 5'9 senior. Jason Boyd is the coach, assisted by Eric Kitzelman and Carmen Grant. On-court introductions are going on right now. And we'll be back with the start of the semifinal game right after this timeout. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show on 1460 ESPN Radio and ESPNRadioSuperstation.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
The on-floor introductions concluding with the Kearney High Lady Bearcats being introduced right now. The A3 Boys District matchups were announced this afternoon. That'll be Saturday at 7:15. That's the Kearney boys. They'll take on Lincoln Southwest. Both those clubs are 11-10 on the year. That's a 7:15 start. You'll hear that right here on ESPN 1460 and ESPNSuperstation.com. The final in the A3 that is being played at Bellevue that'll be on Monday night at 7 o'clock. And we'll cover all the Kearney games here on 1460 AM. That'll be at Bellevue East High School, 7:15 on Saturday night. Meanwhile, we're about ready to cue it up here and find out who moves on in the semifinals on this A4 girls ball team. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame report brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark, New Tech Seed. And we're underway here. Kearney controls. Russo has it over in the wing. She gives it to Tinkum. Tinkum between the circles back out near the cat paw at midcourt. Now bounce pass. It goes to Tinkum, feeding down low to Maloli. Back out on the left wing. Goes to Roth, and now they drive. It is Harp up with the layup and good, and Nicole has her first two of the evening. 2-0 lead for the Kearney Bearcats. Just underway, 7.5 to go in the first period. A drive in and a layup that is good by Sydney Young for Omaha North as she took it all the way. Kearney running back the other way now. Tinkum puts it up, Rousseau rather, puts it up and off the glass, and we've got six quick points here. Kearney picks off the inbounds and puts it up for another two. And that is Rousseau again. As Omaha North tries to get their composure, get it back into play. Ball is knocked out of bounds about three-quarters of the way down court. They lose it. That'll be two turnovers on Omaha North already. Kearney takes it down. Arp has it now. She goes over on the right wing, drives the baseline, stops, shoots off the glass. Rebound taken by Omaha North. Outlet pass ahead. It goes to Young. Young over on the right wing. Back out on point to Merritt. Merritt playing catch with Ashley Frolio, the freshman who has started only the last three ball games. Now they go into the paint. The shot is up and good by Brianna McCarty. And it is now 6-4. Kearney with the two-point lead. Maloli. Now goes over to Roth on the left wing. Back to Maloli, top of the key, over to Arp on the right side. Tinkum, top of the key, has a notion. Now Roth from the wing, 19-footer, no good. And Omaha North pulls it down. Merritt takes it and leaves it off for Frolio. Frolio way in the deep in the forecourt to Merritt. Merritt penetrates the lane up and good with a layup. And it's now 6-6. With 5:57 to go here in the first period of play from Hastings High, Kearney and North of Omaha. Tinkum top the key. Rousseau goes baseline, puts it up, it's blocked. And she is fouled with that. And the foul is called on Sydney Young. Young has 2 points and one foul now, and that's going to send Rousseau to the line. And the shot is up and good. Five points for Rousseau. Second shot. She fouled in the act of shooting. Is not going to foul. And she's got 5 points. Kearney has 7. Omaha 6 on the drive. Young leaves it off in the paint. Ball is loose. And Roth tries to save and doesn't. Omaha will maintain possession. Brianna McCarty puts the ball in play. She goes over to Merritt. Merritt out on the point now, picked up by Rousseau. Almost loses the dribble. Tinkum comes out to defend to Young. Into the paint, puts it up. It is a little long, no good. Follow shot by McCarty, though, is no good. And she is fouled as she goes for that follow. And the foul is going to be called on Shelby Maloli. That'll be her first team foul. One apiece now. McCarty is at the line for two. And she cans the first one. She's got 3 points. And it's 7-7. Second shot, Omaha North. No go. Kearney clears. Rousseau has it near the top of the key. Maloli at the top of the key now. Left-hand dribble taken away. Frolio takes it herself one-on-one. Can't get the layup. Goes out of bounds. North will maintain possession. Turnover on Kearney. That's their first. 7-7 here with 5:02 to go in the first period. Go deep out to the point to Young. Young takes it to the rack, puts it up, and it's good. 4 points for Sidney Young. And North has its first lead of the night, 9-7. Arp over to Roth on the right wing. Back over to Rousseau. Now Arp, left wing, tries three, no good. North clears it away. Young brings it down. Goes across court to Merritt. Loses the dribble. Roth picks it up. Arp's got it. Layup, good. Nicole Arp with 4 points. Kearney and North tied at nine. 4:20 to go, first period. Pressure put on by Kearney now. Full court. Tinkham knocks it out of bounds. And so North will have to reset as they'll work some substitutes in here. Taylor Warren comes in. Taylor Warren, I believe, had been starting. She is a junior, 5'6 junior. She checks in now. She's a left-handed dribbler. And her pass down court is intercepted by Tinkham. Tinkham tries to bounce it to Roth, and it's kicked away by North. And Kearney will keep it. Arp will key the ball in from the end line. 4:08 on the clock. First period, 9-9. Ball goes in. Maloli's got it. Right corner. Out front, Rousseau. Back over to Arp. Now they feed down low. Maloli bounce passes out again to Rousseau. To Roth. In the paint. Puts it up. No good. Cleared away by Tinkham. Tinkham to Roth. And now they go into the rear court. To Arp. Between the circles. She'll go to her right. And a foul is called away from the action. And that'll be called on Taylor Warren, first foul. Second team foul on North. Roth will put the ball in play from the far side of the gym. Goes into Arp. Arp just outside the timeline, now near the left wing. Goes to the baseline, puts it up, and she's fouled going up for it. That'll be Sidney Young's second foul and the third on Omaha North. Arp at the line. First opportunity tonight. 4 points from the field, though, and the first shot is no good. Nicole is 2 out of 3 from the field and now 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Bunch of substitutes coming in here for North. Danielle Jones is into the ball game. Also in Ashley Collins. For Kearney. Let's see here. Keisha Nickel comes into the lineup for Kearney. It's the only substitution there. Arp second shot. Good. 5 points for Arp. North puts it in, facing full court pressure by the Lady Cats. They break the pressure near half court. Lone dribble, McGraw loses it now. Arp's got it. 2-on-1, tries the layup. Coming in over the top is McGraw, and I think they're going to call her on a foul on Arp. That'll be her first foul of the evening, and Arp goes to the line here for the second straight time. She was 1-for-1 last time up, brought Kearney back. To a 10-9 lead, and now makes it 11-9. Giovanna Wynn comes in for North now. Wynn, Collins, McCarty is still in there. Young is still in there. Second shot by Arp is good. And she's 3 out of 4 from the line. Again, the Lady Cats put on the pressure. Frolio tries to break it out to McCarty. Ball is almost stolen away again by Rousseau this time. Knocks out of bounds. Kearney touched last, and North will continue possession of the ball. Danielle Jones just across half court puts the ball in play to Wynn. Wynn between the circles, switch hand dribble goes to the left wing. Feeding now the high post, kick it back out from Jones. It goes back out to Wynn. Now in the corner, shot up and no good by Warren. 12-9, still your score. Long down court pass. Rousseau under the basket is fouled as coming in over the top was Ashley Collins. Ashley picks up her first foul. That is going to be the fifth team foul on Omaha North. North came into this thing 4-16. They've hung pretty close so far, down by three. Roth takes the inbounds pass in the left corner. Arp out on the point, now goes over to Rousseau, right wing, shot no good. Roth follow off the rack, good. Kayla Roth has 2 points now. She's 1-for-3 from the field, and again, Kearney's still relentless in that full court pressure. North tries to break it. Ball is loose. Picked up by Rousseau. Outlet pass. Roth under the basket. Puts it up. Good. Kayla Roth again. 2 points. And she has 4 on the evening. It's 16-9 now. As Andy Abelka is going to call a timeout for Omaha North. 2:31 to go first. Kearney taking command now. 16-9. We'll be right back on ESPN 1460. And ESPNSuperstation.com in half a minute.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
2.5 on the clock, 16-9 is the score. Kearney High pulling away now at a 5-point lead. North has put some substitutes into the ball game. Merritt is with the ball now across half court. She fires to the left wing and now in the corner to Frolio. Frolio backs it back out to Wynn. Back to Frolio. Corner shot from the left side. No good. Cleared away by Rousseau. Rousseau brings it down. She's got Tinkham over to her left. Back to Rousseau. Now back over to Maloli. To Arp. Baseline. Layup attempt. No good. And she's 2-for-4 from the field is Nicole Arp. Fall-away jumper on the rebound outlet to Merritt. And the ball goes in and out, no good. I think she walked with it as well. That's going to turn it back over to Kearney. Under 2 minutes to go first. Arp takes it all the way. She is picked up by Merritt. The top of the key, bounce pass high post. Maloli back out to Arp. Arp goes to the left side of the lane, tries to put it up, not going to happen. Back to the baseline, shot is up by Maloli. Batted around, it doesn't fall. Now back out front it goes. And now Maloli on the left wing puts it up again, no good. Follow shot this time is up and good by Keisha Nickel. Nice follow there, great effort by the Lady Cats who out-rebounded there about 4-1. Outlet pass. North with the ball, down court to Merritt. Merritt has it near the top of the key, in the paint, puts it up, no good. Follow shot by Ashley Collins is no good. And she gets called for palming the ball, so what that's going to do is turn it back over to Kearney. Now with an 18-9 lead. Nickel will put the ball in from the end line. Abby Reese is into the ball game. Rousseau has the ball batted away by Frolio, picks it up again. Now to the right of the circle, she bounce passes across, gets it to Reese. Back out to Rousseau near the point, near the top of the key. Bounce pass back on the left side again to Reese. Out front, top of the circle. Caitlin Bailey is into the ball game now. Shot is up and no good by Rousseau. She's got 5 points, 2-for-3 from the field. 18-9 to score, 38 seconds to go. Another timeout and more substitutes coming into the ball game for North. Amani White is in now. Yakim McCaw. Yakim McGraw into the ball game. Roth on defense. They break the press, get it down to Young. Now they got in the wing to McCraw. Check that, McGraw or McCraw? McCraw, M-C-C-R-A-W. Now Sidney Young is back in, and McCraw comes back. This one I figure out what her name is. She goes out. and Danielle Jones back out of the ballgame. So North back with kind of their initial lineup as they key the ball in, and they play catch in the corner. Now back out on the wing. Shot is up. A three-point attempt is nothing but air that time. McCarty with that attempt. He is 1-for-3 from the field. Keisha Nickel will put the ball in play from the end line. And now Carney is again substituting with Arp back in. Reese is still in there. Arp comes around, takes the bounce pass in from Nickel. Cross half court. Arp sets it up on the point, goes left side, tries to get the baseline. It's batted away by McCarty. And so Carney loses the ball, the dribble, and the ball, turning it over. It's only about their third turnover here in the first period. 7 seconds to go now. North trying to get the ball in. They got time for one long shot. Who's going to take it? Right side is going to be another air ball taken by McCraw that time. And Carney comes out of the first period with a 9-point lead. It's 18-9 in the A4 semifinals from Hastings. We'll be back in 30 seconds with more. You're listening to high school playoff action here on ESPN Radio 1460 at ESPNSuperstation.com on the World Wide Web.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Carney and played a little seesaw ball with Omaha in the Omaha North in the first going, but pulled away now by 9. In scoring, Nicole Arp has 5 points, 4 of those from the field. 4 points for Kayla Roth, who had a nice series there, 2 field goals in a row. 5 points for Rizzo, 2 points for Nickel. For North, McCarty has 3, Merritt has 2, and Young has 4. Ball back in action now. Bearcats with the play at the baseline, bobbling the ball momentarily as Bailey, she saves, goes back out front now to Rousseau, to Roth. Arp, right wing, long shot, no good. Rebound fought for and taken by North. Between the circles, Taylor Warren has it. Goes over on the right side to McCraw. McCraw on the wing, back out front. Now they go high post, bouncing once in the paint, puts it up, no good for Collins. Carney clears away, Arp on the outlet, Roth layup, blocked. And she is fouled by McCraw. 7:12 on the first period clock. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Carney boys Saturday against Southwest. Both teams are 11-10. First shot by Roth is good. And Roth has 5 points. 4 from the field, 1 from the charity just now. 19-9. 20-9 as the second one falls. And Roth has 6 points. Keying the ball in from the end line, it goes to Wallace. Wallace picked up by Arp. Now has to dribble away, gets across half court. Chugs along there on the wing. Gets it back out to McCraw. McCraw to Warren. Warren between the circles is picked up by Roth and Arp. Now they go on the right wing to McCraw. Back over to Frolio now. Cross court, bounce pass back on the right side to McCraw. Puts it up, and it's too long. No good. Cleared away by Rousseau, down to Arp under the rack, up and good. Nicole Arp, 7 points. 22-9. Carney again in full court pressure, fall back now. As Warren brings it down, they sag in on her and she gets it over to McCraw. Left side, 3, good. To 22-12 on the three-pointer by McCraw. Now Roth, left corner, bounces into the paint. Maloli puts it up, travels with it, turns it over. 4th for Carney in the first half. 6:08 on the clock now. as Bailey checks out. Tinkham is back in for Kearney. Danielle Jones back in for Omaha North. The Lady Vikings, Frolio, almost loses the ball. Recovers, picked up by Tinkham. Again, that full court trap by Kearney is causing a lot of problems for Omaha North. Goes out of bounds. McCarty will retain for North. They put the ball in to Warren. Warren tries to get it down, throws it out of bounds to the Kearney Bearcat bench, and that'll turn it over once again. Maloli into Arp as they slowly walk it down. Up by 10, 5:45 to go first. Arp bounce pass on the left side. Maloli on the wing now, looking for someone to cut through. Doesn't get it. Rousseau back out on point. Right side, Arp. Roth, top of the key, tries three, not going to happen. Maloli clears it away, though. Arp between the circles. Works it to her left. Bounce pass again to Rousseau. Rousseau, Maloli, right side of the circle. Again, too far. Cleared away by Omaha North. North brings it down to half court. It's Warren taking it all the way and then passes off underneath the basket to Jones. Puts it up. It's no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Kearney will get it. Maloli will put the ball in play. 5:04 on the clock. Kearney by 10 at 22-12. Arp takes the key in pass from Maloli, who trots down. North ready to send McCraw and Collins back in. Arp to Maloli. Bounce pass to the baseline. Batted away, and the Vikings touched it last, so Kearney will retain possession. Here come the subs for North. That again is McCraw and Collins back into the ballgame. Arp from the end line looking for someone to come in front and help her out. Goes the other way into the corner to Roth on the right side. Long pass, but effective. Goes out front now to Rousseau. Arp, left wing, tries three, gets it. Nicole Arp with her first three of the evening, and that tray gets her up to 10 points. Only has 2 3-pointers, one for each team, as North brings it down, drives up, hook shot by McCraw is no good. Rebound, Kearney. Rousseau across half court, top of the key, bounce pass to Arp on the left wing, now to Roth on the right wing, looking for a cutter, got nothing. Cross court to Tinkham near the top of the key now. Back out to Rousseau. Almost loses the ball. Defended by McCarty. Back to Rousseau. Ball is kicked by Omaha North. Goes out of bounds. Roth will give chase to it and key the ball back in on the far sideline. Merritt comes back into the ball game for Omaha North. And Warren comes out. 4-even in the first half. Kearney by 13, 25-12. Arp gets the key in pass from Roth. Back to Roth now. Maloli in the paint, tries to put it up, does, and it won't fall. So Maloli is 0-for-2 from the field, and the ball rolls out of bounds. North will get the ball. Merritt will put it in from the end line. She goes in to Collins. Collins down court to Sydney Young. Layup is not going to fall. That looked like a sure thing, but you never been on one of those, do you? Arp. Left side of the lane, she puts it up with one hand on the right side, won't fall. And North clears it away. Coming down the other way, Young, right wing, tries for three. It's in and out, no good. Follow on the rebound by Merritt. Fall away, won't go. North again with the rebound. And again, this time Kearney takes it away. Tinkham comes up big, leaves it off for Arp, takes it down, layup good. Nicole Arp with two more. And she's got 10 points in this ball game. 3:12 to go, first period. Full court pressure by Kearney. North tries to break it. They came into this ball game 4-16. They're a young ball club. They got a sophomore and a freshman playing. Only played the last three ball games. Kearney will put the ball in as we've got a break in the action here. 27-12, Lady Cats out front. 3:06, first period. First half, I should say. Arp will take the key and pass from Roth. Now back to Roth. Go into the corner to Arp. cross-court Rousseau. Now near the baseline, they get it to Nickel. Nickel back out front to Rousseau. And she's tied up there, jump ball, and Omaha North is going to get it on the alternating possessions. So now Jones will put the ball in play. And a timeout here is going to be called by Kearney. All right, we'll take a one-minute timeout. Lady Cats leading at 27-12, 2:50 to go in the first period of play. A4, District Semifinals on ESPN Radio 1460 and ESPNSuperstation.com. Back in a minute.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Everybody hates when this happens. Scoreboard just went out. 27-12 is the way we left things. At least that's the score I wrote down. And Kearney has pulled away as of the, late going in the first period. And now they're trying to figure out what happened. There's one light up on the scoreboard clock. And since I don't know how long this is going to... Ah, there we're back. And it was 27-12. Little game of guess that score and keep your fingers crossed. All right, 27-12. Scoreboard is back on. 2:50 to go in the first half of play. North is going to put the ball in play. Danielle Jones on the far sideline. Puts it into Merritt. Merritt picked up by Roth and Arp. Not a happy situation for her. She gets a little bit of help there by Jones, and a foul is going to be called here, I think, on Nicole Arp. And that is her first. She's got a couple to give her early in the ball game, especially up by 15 points. Merritt takes the key in pass between the circles now to Young. Young on the right wing, back out to Merritt on point. Left side, McCraw. McCraw back to Merritt, into the paint, puts it up, a little strong, not going to happen. So she remains with 2 points, and on the outlet, it's almost stolen away by North again, retained nicely there by Maloli, gets it over to Arp. Now on the right side to Roth. Roth works it out near the top of the key, leaves it off for Rousseau between the circles. Now Arp comes out to help out. Arp will set things up outside the timeline. She works it to the left side, stops and back out. It goes to Nickel. Nickel to Roth by the cat paw on the far timeline. Goes into the corner, back out. Now back to the corner, leaves it off for Arp, who comes out to help. Arp goes into the paint, stops, back out to Maloli, now back to Arp between the circles. Minute 40. Good defense down under by North. As Arp goes down to the baseline, cut off, puts it up, no good. Follow shot by Maloli is not going to fall either. And North clears it away, bringing it down. Young, check that. Wallace tries the hook shot. And she's called for a charge, and that'll turn it back over to Kearney. 17 fouls on Omaha North, 3 on Kearney. Kearney leads 27-12. Amani White comes back into the ballgame for Omaha North. Again, the Kearney High boys, Saturday night against Lincoln Southwest, coming to you from Bellevue West. Did I say that right? Bellevue East High School. At 7:15 Saturday, we'll have it right here on 1460 AM. And then if the Bearcats get into the finals, we'll have that on Monday night. Kearney Russo, top of the key. Toes the line, puts it up. Three-pointer good. Christy Russo has 8 points. And it's 30-12 now. Final on this one, by the way, is Thursday night right here. Kearney looks like it'll be there. And they're going to take on the winner of the nightcap here. That's the Northeast Papillion La Vista South game. Shot by North is no good. Long outlet pass to Roth. Puts it up off the glass. Good. Kayla Roth's having a good night here. She's got 8 points. One-fourth of the Kearney output at 32-12. White, Imani White with the ball. Goes over to Merritt, who breaks it across half court. Frolio loses the dribble. Picked up and saved by Danielle Jones, but you heard that whistle perhaps. And we've got a foul. The foul is going to be called on Keishon Nickel for Kearney. And that's going to be the 15th foul on Kearney. Second foul on Keishon Nickel. Let's see here. Bailey comes back into the ball game. So does Abby Reese for Kearney High. As North keys the ball in, tries to put it up, and it's a little shy. Kearney clears away. That was Bailey. And that is the end of the first half. Kearney leading 32-12, a 20-point lead. And the last 2 minutes and 50 seconds was a 5-0 run by Kearney. So 32-12 at halftime. Some of the other games going on, the other Platte River radio stations tonight, St. Cecilia and Fairbury, Fillmore Central. That's going on KHAS, 12:30 a.m. The Breeze, 94.5. Got a doubleheader there, Ravenna, Shelton, Gibbon. 94.5, The Breeze. Sandy Creek, Blue Hill at 7:30 in that same C29 sub-district. Girls, B5 district. Hastings, McCook, that's coming from Kearney. And ironically enough, that's on our ESPN Hastings station. We got ESPN Kearney in Hastings, and we got ESPN Hastings in Kearney. Confused? So are we. Anyhow, Hastings with Cook going on there. They tipped at 6 o'clock as well. The C1 Sub-11 tournament for the boys on Classic Hits 98.9, Minden, Southern Valley, and Kearney Catholic and Gothenburg. This is coming to you from Cozad. On 98.9 tonight at, going on now, and also the second game at 7:45. We've got one of only two single games tonight here in this A4. All right, moving right along and into the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up here on ESPN Radio 1460 and ESPNSuperstation.com on the World Wide Web. By the way, podcasts of 99% of our ball games show up on our websites. Had a little trouble a couple of weeks back with one deal, but for the most part, everything's there. And it's brought to you by Midway. Click on the Midway podcast link. You'll find it on ESPNSuperstation.com. You'll also find it on KKPR.com. When you click on that, there'll be the selection of games. You can download them and keep them forever and ever if you want to. ESPNSuperstation.com podcast brought to you by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac of Kearney. We'll take a break, be back with a halftime report, catch you up on some statistics right after this timeout on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Omaha North is 7-23 in the field here as we lead off looking at some of the unofficial, and I might add unofficial, stats here on ESPN Radio 1460 and the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in the local Yellow Pages. Kearney up top, 32-12 here at halftime. As we said, Omaha North has turned the ball over more than Kearney, but not to the point of detriment. Their real problem has been not canning the shots. 7 of 23 for a total of 12 points. And points came very sparingly in the second period of play, which is where Kearney pulled away. Kearney so far, in fact, let me do this. Let me give you Kearney at 11 of 25, but they had some three-pointers in there as well, and they were helped at the charity stripe. They have they've got 4 points from the free throw line tonight. Omaha North has 1 point from the free throw line, where they are 1-4-2. Take a break, and I'll give you some individual scores right after this timeout on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. You're listening to A4 District Basketball Semifinals, coming to you from Hastings High, the neutral site. Kearney leading Omaha North 32-12. We're back in a minute.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Pillion Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Back at Hastings High at the gym high atop the festivities here. We're a piece away from the action here. Hastings got a beautiful gym, but we're way up top kind of looking down. A little away from the action, but we like being here. Omaha North trailing Kearney by a score of 32-12. Kearney led in scoring in the first half by Nicole Arp. Nicole got one of those 12 points from the free throw line, but the rest from the field, she had 4 2-pointers and 1 3-pointer for her dozen points. Kayla Roth had a nice series that brought her 2 field goals in a row within about 15 seconds of one another in the first period, and that was one of the things that helped Kearney kind of pull away. Kearney actually trailed by a point about 5 minutes into this thing, and then finally pulled away with the first period score showing their favor, and now at halftime it's 32-12, and in pretty good shape. They're going to play the winner. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say Kearney's going to play the winner of Lincoln Northeast and Papillion La Vista. That's coming up next. We won't have that on the air, but we will have Thursday night's game, assuming that what I just said is true. Kearney will take on the winner of Lincoln Northeast and Papillion La Vista. Papillion La Vista is the number 2 seed in this bracket. Kearney is the number 1 seed. La Vista is 13-7. Northeast is 8-12. So the money would be on, if you're betting percentages, it would be on Papillion La Vista to face Kearney on Thursday night. That would be a 7 o'clock tip. We'd be on the air at 6:50 on Thursday night here on ESPN Radio 1460 for the Lady Cats and the right to go to the state tournament out of A4. Kearney High Boys in the A3 will be at Bellevue East on Saturday night. Bellevue East on Saturday night. They're going to tip off or kick off. Where have you been? We're going to tip-it off at 7:15 Saturday night. Kearney and Lincoln Southwest, both teams are 11-10 on the year, so Kearney drew a good seed there. Both teams 11-10, and the final out of the A3 will be Monday at 7 o'clock. So there's a good chance that both Kearney boys and girls will get to the district finals at least, with the girls and boys with some rugged opponents on the final night. Papillion probably against Kearney on Thursday, and Kearney facing, Kearney seated, I think, number 3 in that one, facing Lincoln Southwest in that semifinal. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Omaha North trailing the Lady Cats by 20. We'll take a one-minute timeout, be back with the second half action from Hastings Gym. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says, your trash is our treasure. Call them out of the Yellow Pages for a connection to your residential or commercial trash service. We'll be right back.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
It'll be Roth keying the ball into Arp starting the second half of play. Kearney defending a 20-point lead now against Omaha North. Arp gets the key-in pass, and she is covered there by Collins. Ashley Collins, bounce pass now to Maloli on the left wing. Back out, Rousseau almost losing the dribble to McCarty. Is Maloli. She walks with it in trying to save it, and that'll turn it over. First turnover of the second half on the Lady Cats. Omaha takes over. Merritt between the circles goes over left side to Ashley Frolio. Back to Merritt. Merritt favors the right side. Now back to Frolio on the left. Go into the corner to Wallace. Wallace works it out. Now they go back up top to Merritt. Go the other way again. To Wallace, left side to Sydney Young now. And she goes back into the corner to Wallace. Back out to Sydney Young. Young left-hand dribble bounces once. Back to Wallace. Wallace takes it herself. Now works to her right. Feeds down low. Fall-away jumper from the paint is good by McCarty. And so North draws first blood here in the second half. Kearney 32-14 on the offense. Roth wing left side. Bounces once. Arp high post. Bounce over to Rousseau. Toes the line. Puts it up. It is no good. And North will come down with the rebound. That was a high bouncer off the rack and took a while to get back to earth. Now, North throws it away. Intercepted by Maloli. Outlet to Arp. Arp to Tinkham. She tries the layup and it's not going to happen. North with the rebound. Frolio takes it all the way, puts it up and good. And now North has 4 points in the second half. Kearney nothing as Tinkham, or Rousseau rather, dashes down court, lays it up for two, and that breaks the dry spell for Kearney now. With two more points, it's 34-16. Pressure by the Cats. Vikings break it. Go into the lane. Hand off. Shot up. Good from the baseline to McCarty. She's got 4 points in the second half, and it's a horse race here in the early going, 35-18. A foul is called against Omaha North, and that is going to go against Merritt. That's her first of the evening and the first of the second half on the Vikings. Ball put into play to Arp. Arp between the circles. Right-hand dribble works to a right side. Stops, top of the key. Shot good. They're going to give her three on that one. 37-18 now. Pressure put on full court by Kearney. Frolio breaks it over to McCarty. McCarty at half court. Ball almost stolen away by Arp. Frolio's got it now. Goes down under. Young lays it up. More fall. Tries to get her own rebound. Now it's fought for under the basket. Frolio comes up with it. Puts it up. No good. Third shot up by Wallace is no good. And a foul is going to be called on Maloli. Second foul of the evening for Maloli. First foul of the second half on Kearney. Maloli will check out. Keisha Nickel comes in for the Lady Cats. Nickel had 2 points in the first half. She has two fouls. Ball put in play by North, and it's stolen away by Kearney. Roth takes the inbounds pass and away for Kearney. Gets it over to Arp, top of the key. Russo back out to Arp between the circles. Arp is picked up by Merritt, works it around to her left. Now Tinkham toes the line, top of the key, and she's got it. Tinkham for three, and it's 40-18 in favor of Kearney. North brings it down as Kearney falls back out of that pretty avid pressure earlier. Merritt nearly loses the ball. Young, Sydney Young picks it up, works it back out now front, between the circles, sets it up. Ferolio cuts under the basket, nobody there. Now she comes out, takes the ball. Left side, Wallace in the corner. Back out to Young. Young tries to feed into the paint. Fall away is in and out by McCarty. No good. McCarty is 2 for 3 from the field. That one wasn't going to work. And it's still 40-18. Wallace with a foul on that offensive series there. That's her second personal foul and the second team foul of the second half on Omaha North. Nicole Arp goes to her left. Switch hand dribble now. Bounce pass over to Tinkham. Fakes a shot top of the key. Roth feeds down under. It's Arp at the baseline. She can't get the shot up, and Ferolio falls on the ball on the rebound. Tied up, and a timeout is wisely called by Omaha North. They're not going to give it to her, though. Maloli back in. Roth is going to check out now for Kearney. Arp will put the ball in play. Four even to go, third period clock. They go deep in to Russo, back to Arp, left corner, shot good, 3 points. Nicole Arp, two trays in the second half. She's got a total of 18 points tonight, 43-18, Lady Cats. Frolio tries to repeat the favor, it's off the rim, no good. Kearney fights for the rebound, comes up with a Tinkham controls. Arp, half court, bounce pass, feeds low, Tinkham layup, good. Tinkham, 2 points, has five in the second half. That's her total of five for the ball game, and it's 45-18. Kearney on front with 3:29 to go in the third. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Basketball action coming your way on ESPN Radio 1460 and ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll be back in a half minute.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
It was 32-12 at halftime. It's 45-18 now with 3:29 to go in the third. Kearney boys playing on Saturday night. Lincoln Southwest, the opponent from Bellevue East, will have it on this location, 1460 at 7:15 Saturday night. Probably going to have this A4 girls final on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Kearney probably prevailing in this one, going against the winner of the next ball game, which is, again, Papillion La Vista playing Lincoln Northeast. Back in action now, North has it. Top of the key, Ferolio stops, free throw line, pops, nope. Cleared away, Kearney. Down court, Maloli takes it on the dribble, leaves it off for Russo, over to Nicole Arp. Back over to Russo now on the right wing. Bounce pass back out to Nickel, to Tinkham left wing. Goes to her right, leaves it off for Arp. Arp goes the lane, shot is up, good, and Nicole Arp has 8 points in the second half, 20 now in the evening. 47-18, 2:42 to go in the third period. North brings it down, loses the ball out of bounds, and Kearney's going to take over. Coming into the ball game is Abby Reese. And let's see here. Roth comes back into the ball game. She's been out for a while, apparently. And we're set to go. Maloli keys the ball into Rousseau. Rousseau takes it herself all the way down to the left side. Back out front to Maloli. Maloli to Reese. Reese back over to Roth, top of the key. Has a notion on a shot, now stops. Being covered well by Warren. Trying to feed to Maloli. Down under goes Arendt. Stolen away by Jones. Turnover on Kearney. North has it between the circles. Left side on the wing, McCraw. Now they go back out front to a sub in there, Warren. Or check that, Wynn. Ball taken away by Kearney now as reaching in. Reese pulls it away and takes it away from North. Ball is batted away by North and rolls out of bounds. Kearney will give it right back. ...47-18. Kearney leads with a minute 56 to go in the third. Full court pressure still. Most of the regulars still in there for Kearney. Ball goes in. Shot is up by Wynn on the second shot. Falls, and it's 47-20. 27-point lead for Kearney. Kearney puts Clark into the ballgame now. Josie Clark is in for the first time tonight. Josie Clark is a 5'6 sophomore, so Jason Boyd is able to get some playing time in a playoff situation for some of his younger players here with his 27-point lead. North with the key in pass. Bounce pass now. Wynn drives the lane. Scoop shot up. No good. Rebound is fought for. Controlled finally by Roth. By Jones, rather, for North. And now leaves it off for Wynn. Wynn goes left side to Monty White. Back out to Wynn on the point. Back over to White. White into the corner to Collins on the left side. Kicks it back out to Wynn. Her shot from near the top of the key is no good. Won't fall. And she's one for two. Clark clears it away for Kearney. Brings it down. Ball is batted away. Kearney will retain. And with a couple of subs in there, it's like, okay, who's going to put the ball in play? Clark says, I'll do that. Minute to go, third period, 47-20. Kearney by 27. Ball goes into Nickel. Clark has it now on the right side. Ball stolen away. Wynn's got it. Two on one. Gets it over, and the pass is, goes out of bounds. Intended for Ashley Collins. And so I think, nope. They're going to give it to North. Kearney must have touched it last on that errant pass. Wynn will put the ball in play. She's got Warren way out deep, and she goes there. Now back to Wynn. Bounce pass down low. Turnaround, fall away. Goes for Danielle Jones. And it's 47-22. That was a nice athletic move there by Danielle Jones. Clark has it now for the Cats. Trying to penetrate. She's cut off over there by White. Imani White back out front to Bailey. Bailey to Reese, and now back to the top of the key. It goes to Roth, who is picked up by Warren. Left side on the wing. Shot is a little weak by Reese, and the rebound is picked up by Clark. Fall away is good. And Josie Clark has her first two of the evening. It's 49-22, under 10 to go here in the third. Wynn gets it over on the right side. Warren back to Wynn. Someone take a shot. Wynn tries to put a whimper up, and it don't go. 49-22, Kearney hangs on now to its 27-point lead going into the final period. We'll be back with more A4 District Semifinal action on ESPN 1460 and ESPNSuperstation.com right after this 30-second timeout.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
All right, about ready to go into the final period tonight. It's going to be a quick-moving ball game as Kearney has pretty much had control here and been straight away, not many timeouts, not much in terms of fouls, not much clock stoppage. So it's been a rapid ball game, and mercifully so for Omaha North, down by 29. Putting the ball in play as Jones goes in to Merritt. Merritt back over to Jones, top of the key. Now she fires over to Young. You send a Young shot from three-point land. Is no good. Cleared away by Kearney in the fourth. Some full-court pressure put on by North now as Clark gets some help. Outlet pass to Roth. Roth in the lane, back out. Reese shot up, no good. Gets her own rebound in the paint to Clark, left side, no good. This time, North comes down with the rebound. Coming down the other side, working it around. Shot goes to Jones. Her puts it up. It's no good. Or rather, to Sydney Young, I'm sorry. Clark with the rebound. Brings it down herself. Left-handed dribbler now switches to the right side and works to her right. Reese. Katie Higgins into the ballgame now. Top of the key. Tries to feed down low to Bailey. Ball is taken away by North. Merritt has it, takes it down inside the timeline on the other side. Works to her left, goes top of the key, bounce pass over to Young. Sydney Young tries three, she's got it. Three-pointer for Sydney Young, and it's 49-25, and a timeout will be called here by Omaha North. 6:37 to go in this one. Kearney 49, North 25, back in a half minute on ESPN 1460 and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Craig Ecker along again with Lady Bearcat basketball out front, 49-25. That timeout was taken by Andy Havelka of North. Kearney brings it down. Clark has it near the top of the key to Reese on the right wing. She'll keep it herself. Now stops. Goes out front to Bailey. Bailey now a lot of subs in for Kearney, as you might expect. Clark getting some good playing time. Clark between the circles, works to her right. Skiles is in now for Kearney, Haley Skiles. None of the starters for Kearney in the ballgame at this point with 6 minutes to go. Higgins between the circles, works it to the left side to Skiles. Now they feed down under Clark. She's fouled going up for it. Clark at the line. Shot is good. And Josie Clark has 3 points here in the game and the second half. Most of these underclassmen just appeared. Skiles is a junior. Haley Skiles, a junior. Josie Clark is a sophomore. Abby Reese played in the first half. She is a senior. Katie Higgins is just a freshman. She checked in here a little bit ago. 51-25 now. Kearney sinks that free throw, and with under 6 minutes to go, they've got that 51-25 lead. Down under the basket, North tries to put it up. It's off the lip, no good. Higgins clears it away, and now Kelsey Weimers comes into the ball game, and she's got it between the circles. Over to Skiles on the left wing. Higgins out between the circles, goes over to Clark now on the right side. Josie bounce passes over to Weimers. Shot is up and from the top of the key, no good. North clears. McCraw herself tries the layup, and I think she'll be fouled there. I think by Skiles. And I'm wrong. That was Weimer's first foul. Kelsey Weimer's on that foul. McCraw at the line, 51-26. Kearney by 25. Shot is good by McCraw. She has 4 points in the ball game. Kearney clears it stolen away by McCraw again. She goes toes the line left side. Shot is good. And McCraw has the three-pointer and 4 points here in the last 10 seconds off the clock. Now North goes full court pressure. Down by 21. And a foul is called by the refs on Danielle Jones. That is her first, second personal foul. And that is the fourth team foul of the second half on Omaha North. Higgins puts the ball in play from the left of the scorer's table into Josie Clark. Clark, switch-hand dribble at half court. Now goes over to Weimer's. Bounce pass to Higgins. Left side, Skiles back out now. Clark has it on point, top of the key. Shot is no good. Going the other way, the ball rolls out of bounds, out of the end line, and North will get possession. Merritt will put the ball in play from the end line. 4:35 to go in this one. Quick in, quick shot up, no good. A foul is called immediately. Going up for the basket on the pass in was McCarty, but she was fouled. Katie Higgins gets the foul. That is her first and the third of the team in the second half. So at the line is McCarty. Her shot is no good. Kearney clears away. Weimer's has it across half court. Now she gets it over to Clark. Clark between the circles, holds things up. Sets up the play, goes to the right side to Weimer's. Weimer's covered there. Over to Higgins. Higgins feeds down low. Shot is up, no good by Skiles. Cleared by North. Outlet pass, it goes to McCraw to the baseline. Shot is up, and it'll fall, and she'll be fouled. McCraw picks up two, so she's got 6 points here in the fourth quarter. As a timeout here is called by... Nope, no timeout. She's going to make a lot of subs again. Now they put some of the starters back in for Kearney. In fact, all of them back in. Arp is back into the ballgame. Tinkham, Maloli, Roth, Rousseau. At the line is McCraw. She sinks that one, completing the three. And she has a total of 7 points here in the final period with 4:07 to go in the fourth. Kearney will play Thursday night. We'll have the ball game right here on 1460. They'll play the winner of Papillion, La Vista, and Lincoln Northeast. That's the next game on tonight's card right here. We won't be broadcasting that, but we will broadcast, obviously, the game on Thursday with the Lady Cats. At that point, going for their 20th win of the season. They're 18-3 coming in here. They win tonight. It's 19-3 going for 20 on Thursday night. Not a bad season's work. North puts the ball in play. He goes to McCarty at the free throw line. She puts it up, and it's good, and she's got 6 points in the second half. Arp brings it down. Rousseau out front. Bounce pass back of the timeline again to Arp. Arp being picked up there by Imani White. White doing a good job of limiting her flexibility. Gets it over to Tinkham. Tinkham to Rousseau. Now back out to Roth near the top of the key. Roth is picked up by Young. Works it to her left. Rousseau has it. Doesn't have the shot, as coming in is Warren. And Warren reached in and maybe committed the foul. Did. Taylor Warren. Second foul of the evening, 15 foul. As Arp takes the key in from Roth. Near the top of the key. Over to Roth, left side. Back out Maloli. Rousseau. near the top of the key again as she works to her left, leaves it off for Arp. Arp goes left side. Wing, Rousseau, doesn't have a shot, stops again. Coming out to help out is Tinkham at the top of the key. Now they go right side to Roth. She feeds down low. Rousseau, turnaround jumper from under the glass, is not going to fall. And on the rebound, Kearney steps out. And North will get the ball. 51-37, under 2:45 to go in this one. Kearney boys play at Bellevue East Saturday night. They will be playing Lincoln Southwest. Both teams are 11-10. We'll have that game at 7:15 Saturday night right here on 1460. Shot is up right side by Sydney Young. Nothing happening there, but the rebound is cleared away by North. Into the paint, turnaround jumper, good by Wallace. And with 2:18 to go now, North scores again with a 51-39 deficit. Trying to make it look respectable here. Bounce pass over to Rousseau, and she's immediately hit by McCraw. Goes down. And a foul is going to be called on Warren. Taylor Warren picks up foul number 3 for North and the 16th foul on the Lady Bikes. Arp takes the key in pass, works to her right, now puts it back out to Rousseau at the point. Left side, back out, Maloli now takes it high. Over to Arp, to her right, Roth between the circles. Two people in on her, one pushed her, and that'll be a foul. Jasmine Wallace with her third foul and the 7th team foul called on Omaha North. Roth at the line. Will shoot the bonus. First shot is good. And Roth has her first points of the second half. She had 8 in the first, total of 9 now. 52-39. Minute 49 to go in the season for Omaha North. Nickel back in. Tinkham comes out. Arp stays in. Maloli is still in there. Rousseau is still in. Roth at the line for a second one, and it doesn't go. North will put the ball in from the end line as Kearney falls back for the final minute 49. Misco's Sporting Goods wrap-up coming up next. North brings it down on the wing. Goes over to Young, back out front to Merritt. Now to Young again. Goes in just inside the three-point arc, puts it up. It's no good. She is 1-for-4 in the fourth period. And a timeout here is going to be called by North. We'll take 30. Kearney leading North 52-41. Minute and a half to go in this one on ESPN 1460 and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Kearney's going to climb to 19-3 on this one. Omaha North will end their season at 4-17 with a very young ball club, as I said, coming into this. They have but 2 seniors on the entire bench, only one of whom starts. They've got 3 freshmen, 3 sophomores, 3 juniors. So some experience coming up. Tough year, but they'll learn from it down the line, as Kearney did a couple of years back, and now they've stuck together for 4 years, and look where they are, coming up on a potential district championship. We'll find out Thursday night. They play the winner of Papillion La Vista and Lincoln Southeast. Thursday, we'll have it right here, about 7 o'clock. Nicole Arp has the ball on the dribble. At a minute 17 to go, she goes in the corner to Rousseau. And a foul is called, I believe, on Imani White, which would be her first. Danielle Jones picks up the foul, not White. Now Wynn comes back into the ball game. Frolio is back in for North, and Rousseau is at the line. 52-41. Kearney by 11, but they played a stretch there with nothing but underclassmen in, and North was able to pick it up a little bit. Jason Boyd said, a little too close for comfort, so they put the starters back in, and they're in control here by 11. Shot is no good by Roth. North has it. Shot is up. Merritt fouled, I think, by Rousseau. And Rousseau picks up her second foul. 16th foul on Kearney here in the second half. Not that anyone's counting at this point. Minute four to go. What counts is an 11-point lead. A day's rest, and then back here Thursday night for the district championship and the right to go to state. Shot is good for Merritt. 52-42. Warren is back in. Wallace is back in. Wallace was one of the starters. And the shot is up and good by Merritt. And it's 52-43. And now for the first time in a long time, they are within double digits. 52-43, a 9-point Kearney lead. But again, Kearney played with a lot of subs for a lot of time early here in this fourth quarter. Key in pass, long down court pass. Rousseau puts it up good under the basket. And it's 54-43, back to an 11-point bulge for Kearney. 51 seconds to go in this one. Wallace near the circle has the ball stolen away by Arp. There's a reach-in foul on, Jones, I think. Danielle Jones picks up foul number four. And the ninth team foul on Omaha North. 46 seconds to go in this one. Tonight on The Breeze 94.5, about now, Sandy Creek and Blue Hill are squaring off. That's in the C29 sub-district. And on KKPR 98.9, Kearney Catholic Gothenburg are going at it in the boys' C1 sub-11. Lots of subs here last couple of seconds of this ball game. Kearney in control by 11. Nicole Arp will put the ball in play. And the bounce pass in. Maloli puts it up immediately. It falls, but a whistle blows. She was fouled going up. We'll see if they can let her have the basket. Basket will count. She'll go to the line. So Maloli has only 2 points in this ball game. Just came that way. Maloli at the line. She'll get the opportunity to convert. At 56-43, 43 seconds to go. Maloli's shot is up. Maloli's shot is long. It's no good. Rebound is fought for, but it goes out of bounds. North will get the ball, and Rousseau comes in, steals the key and pass. Now to Arp. Kearney fighting to the very end here with 30 seconds to go. Arp has it outside the timeline, and there is a big struggle for the ball. There is McCraw. Reached in. Arp went sprawling, and she'll go to the line for the bonus. She's going to shoot two here. First shot is good by Arp, and she has officially 19 points. One more would give her the big 2-0. And the second shot is good. And 20 points tonight for Nicole Arp. 58 for the team leading North, 58-43. Merritt brings it down behind the back dribble, on point to Wynn on the right side. Now Wynn goes into the corner, again to Merritt. Back out to Wynn just outside the timeline. Now she'll work it into the corner to the baseline, puts it up, and it does not fall. Had a chance. Ball is cleared away by Kearney. They bring it down, and that is the final buzzer. Your score, Kearney 58, Omaha North 43. Score ending about the differential of the way the teams lined up, maybe a little closer than the way the teams lined up, with all the seniors for Kearney having things pretty well in control. Jason Boyd letting some of the underclassmen have some playoff experience, and North tightened it up, and then the Vets came back in and tied it down. 58-43. Kearney now is 19-3 on the year. North will end their season at 4 wins and 17 losses. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the Misco Sporting Goods postgame report coming up next. High school football. Excuse me. What am I doing? High school basketball here on ESPN Radio 1460 and ESPNSuperstation.com right after this.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
I was so proud of my first grade arithmetic, and it let me down. Nicole Arp did not finish with 20. She had 22 points because I was adding 12 and 8 and came up with 18. Go figure that one out, folks. 12 and 8 at the end of 3 had 20, and then she got the two free throws in the fourth quarter. And so Nicole Arp ended up with 22 of the 58 points scored by the Kearney Lady Cats tonight in this semifinal win in the A4 sub-district. So Kearney is going to play the winner of this next game. Papillion La Vista, the number 2 seed, is 13-7. Papillion La Vista South is 13-7. Lincoln Northeast is 8-12. So the smart money would say that Thursday night right here you're going to hear the Kearney Lady Cats against Papillion La Vista South. 7 o'clock tip-off, 6:50 pregame right here on ESPN Radio 1460. It's time now for the Misco Sporting Goods postgame report, a brief wrap-up of what we just heard individually. The Misco's folks are, of course, sorry to see the basketball season wrap up as anybody, but hey, they've got gear for all of the games that people play, including kids' wrestling, headgear, knee pads, shoes, singlets. They've got the track season in command here. With the track season coming up, they've got running shoes and all sorts of accessories for the tracksters, travel baseball, caps, uniforms, travel bags, new gloves. Get them in and on order early so they're here before the season gets underway. Misco's on the brick, Central Avenue in the downtown Kearney Center. It was a halftime lead for Kearney of 32-12. The final score was 58-43. The individual scoring stats for the Vikings of Omaha North, Brianna McCarty had 12 points, 7 points for Sydney Young, 10 for Yakim McCraw, 2 points apiece for Ashley Frolio, Jasmine Wallace, Danielle Jones, and Giovanna Wynn each had 2 points, 4 points for Kano Merritt. And that wraps up that. That's the scoring individually for North. For Kearney, again, 22 points for Nicole Arp, 9 points for Kayla Roth, 12 points for Christy Rousseau, 2 apiece for Nicole Maloli, 3 for Josie Clark on a field goal and a free throw. And Kayla Roth had 9 points total in the ball game, 5 points for Megan Tinkham. Megan came with 5 points in the second half. So Kearney put in some subs in the fourth quarter. Game tightened up a bit. Jason Boyd put his starters back in, got things back under control, and the 15-point win for Kearney, 58-43. So again, finals will be coming up on Thursday night right here on ESPN Radio 1460 at ESPNSuperstation.com. Going on right now yet, in fact, maybe not even quite underway, Kearney Catholic in Gothenburg on Classic Hits 98.9. That's in the boys' C1 Sub-11 tournament. Minden and Southern Valley probably either wrapping up or just wrapped up at this point with Doug Duda at 98.9. We also have on the breeze Sandy Creek and Blue Hill tipping off in a little bit at 6 o'clock Ravenna. And Shelton Gibbon was the leadoff game, the sub-district tournament there in the C29. Sandy Creek and Blue Hill ready to tip off at 7:30. So for my engineer back at the station and producer, Merritt Lawson, and this is Craig Eckert. Thanks for joining us tonight again. The Lady Cats will live to fight another game and try and put 19 wins in their rearview mirror and chalk it up for 20 if they can win on Thursday night against Papillion, La Vista South, or Lincoln Northeast, the winner of the next game coming up. And you'll hear that game again, 7 o'clock Thursday. Boys A3 from Bellevue East, Lincoln Southwest, and the boys from Kearney High will tip it off at 7:15 on Saturday night. That'll be coming from Bellevue East High School. Both of those ball clubs are 11-10 on the season. We'll have it all right here on ESPN Radio 1460 and ESPNSuperstation.com. This is Craig Eckert again. The final score, Kearney putting another one on the win side, 58-43 over Omaha North, climbing now to 19-3 on the year. You've been listening to the Misco Sporting Goods postgame report. Until next time, have a great evening. We'll see you later.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM, and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.